Okay, so we're moving now into Maestro. So Maestro, and again, a little background. Obviously, we've talked extensively now about different mitzvot baaretz and different of the matanot. So we talked about bikurim, which is the first fruits. Obviously, as soon as things grow, so you know that. And then once we talked about the matanot aniyim and that are in the field before you actually finish processing, whether that be peah or leket or shechah, etc., peret olot. But then when we actually finish the process, so then you have truma, which, as we just finished, goes to the kohen, biblically any amount. In derabanan, we talked about a 40th, 50th, or a 60th. And then you have 10% of the remainder goes to the Levi, Maaser Rishon. And then in the Shemitah cycle, so the 7-year Shemitah cycle, so as we know, year 1, 2, 4, 5, the next 10% of the remainder goes to Shalim, is Maaser Sheni, and it's eaten by the owner. And then we have Maaser Ani in year 3 and 6. And we're focusing here mostly on Maaser Rishon. Before you separate anything, it is tevil, and anyone who eats tevil is chayev mita bidei shamayim. And we talked about, is that because of the truma shebo, right? Or is it a separate iser, which may come down the machloket that appears several places in Shas. As the Gemara notes, for example, in Makot Tetzayin Amud Bet, that Amar Rav Achol Tevel Shemayser Ani Loka. That's only Tevel Maaser Ani. You get Malkot. The Gemara says Kiman Kehay Detanya Detana Detanya Amar Rav Yosi Yochel Ichayev Ela Al Tevel Shulurim Menikol Ikar. Who remained a Truma Gedola V'Lor Menu Maaser Rish or Maaser Rish or Maaser Shein Afil Maaser Ani Minayin Talmud Lomar Lo Tuchal Lechol Bisharecha La'alan Omer V'Achlu Bisharecha V'Zvei Ma'alan Maaser Ani Avkan Maaser Ani V'Amrachmana Lo Tuchal. And Amar Rav Yosef Kitanoi, Rav Elazar main tzarich lekor Hashem on Maaser Ani Shel Demai, Chum Omrim Kor Hashem and Tzarich Lafresh, etc. So Gemara there brings the question: is something only tevel, really really tevel, if nothing's been separated, or is it if anything hasn't been separated, or is it only the truma? And if you look at this discussion in the Rambam in Perek Yud of Machal Asur and Halcha Yutet says the Tevel Ketzad Kol Ochel Shulchayv Laavrish Menu Truma Umaisor Kodim Shafrish Menu Nikra Tevel Baasur Lecho Menu Shinamar Velo Chalu Kachev in Yisrael Yashirim Ula Hashem Klamar Lo Yinagu Ba Minag Chulin Vadain Kodshim Shatidim Lihitareim Lo Hormu Ochel Kzayim Menu Tevel Kodim Shafrish Menu Truma Gidolo Truma Maisor Chayv Mito Bidei Shomayim Shinamar Right, so if you didn't separate truma or trumat meiser, chay mita. And then he says, "Ochol midavar shenitlamen truma gedol u trumat meiser." V'dain lo frish menu meiser. I feel nisharbo ela meiser ani. So lo kem b'shem ochel tevel. If not, if you already gave truma and trumat meiser, so then you only get malkut vein bo mita shein avon mita but truma gedol trumat meiser, which makes it sound like it's the truma shabo. Right, that actually agrees here. Svara hizu he yafe beinai mishum tachdiv banachrai kodesh. Now, much of what we're going to talking about is the parameters for the chiyuv of ma'aser. So, there's a few conditions that must be met. One is it has to be ochel, has to be a food, which we mean human food eaten by humans under normal circumstances. And not things that are rotten, and not things that are only for animals. Things that we'd only eat in an emergency. But as we've seen, there are certain cases that are borderline, like vetch. And it needs to reach onet maaser, meaning it needs to be ripe fruit, it needs to be mature fruit. But if you harvest it too early, it's not. It needs to be shomor, meaning it can't be hefker, which is, as we've seen, one of the questions in all those Masechtot Matnot, the Matnot Aniyim, why are they Pater? Are they Pater simply because they're Hefker or because there's a special exclusion from it? And it needs to grow from the ground and take sustenance from the ground, so not things like mushrooms, which even if they grow from the ground, halachically, Halachically don't. And as we've talked about, there's a machlok rishonim as to what things are chayiv. In Maisrot, is it only Dagon Tirsh? V'yitzar, and everything else is only Dirabbanan, which is the position of the Rash right here in the first Mishnah. Right, so if you look right here, he says, that only those are chayav. The Ravid holds that that as well. Others say that all fruit, right? The Rambam, as we've talked about, holds that fruit is chayav. But yirakot are not, right? So in Truma Bet Aleph, right, it says kol ochel adam an ishmar shgilu ben aretz chayev betruma mitzvah asay lahafresh, etc. But nachavah there he says yirakot avot bishen michael adam ein lechaver meizer ela midifrei hem. And we'll see that in the Yerushalmi there are reasons to believe it. The Ravid suggests that maybe it's only the Shivat Haminim, and some say there might be a difference between Meister Sheni that might even include vegetables, but other things are only going to apply to Dagon Tirsh, the Yitzhar. Right, so if you look, for example, at the Urayim says that Trumat Meister, this is in either Kuf Mem Zayin or Kuf Ayin Beis, depending on which you have. Trumat Meister ain't no heget dvar Torah el Dagon Tirsh v'Yitzhar. Sherei Hokshel Truma Gedola, right? So Trumat Meiser and Truma Gedola are only in those, but by other things, right? But Meiser Sheni, he says, of a Meiser Sheni, Nog Bishar Per Afil Yirakot, Shabo Riba, God is a Bashar Re, Anochi, Aser Te Aser called Tvoat Azarecha. Okay, and then as we're going to see, right? You also need Gmar Malacha, right? You need the processing of the produce. And you need riyat pnei abayit. You need it to be processed, and then you need it to be brought into the house. And then we'll see that midirabanan, even things that weren't chayiv, so we allow you to eat things that aren't yet tevel, arai, right, in a non-formal and not set circumstance. But if you do anything, if you eat it keva, or you're makdish it, or Shabbat passes, or your mafresh truma, or you bring into a chatzer, so all those things can trigger at least a chiyuv derabanan, and you can't eat it. Okay, that's just a bunch of important introductory details, but let's move and at least start the actual masechet. So klal amar b'maisra. So we've said some of these. Kol shuochel. Here's the rule. Anything that's food, we could do of an aretz, chayav be maestro. It's chayav and maestro. And again, we saw what that means. Which maestro are they different? Va'od kalo acher amr. There's another rule that kol shetchilato ochel v'sofo ochel. Something starts as food and ends as food. Af al pishu shomer lo ziv ochel. Even though you protect it, meaning in order to let it grow more. Chayav katon v'gadol. It's chayiv even at the early stages, meaning if it's edible, right? It's not about size, it has to be about ripeness and edibility and the like. V'kol she'ein tchilato aval sovo ochel, at the beginning, it's not edible, like almonds, or which are very bitter at the beginning or something like that, then it only becomes chayiv when it reaches that edible state, what we call onat hamasro, the season of maaser, or the stage of maaser. So eino chayv ad sheyase ochel. It's not chayv until it becomes food. Now how do we know? Because the pasuk says v'chol ma'asar ha'aretz mizera ha'aretz mipriya eats la'Hashem. Who? And it says right, it's a pri has to be food, and it says aser tazer kol tvoat zarecha, it has to be zera, not it has to be tua, not shachat. Now, interestingly, right, the drasha is quoted from the Rambam Perush Mishnayot here. We've talked about this in the past. The Rambam often provides drasha that don't appear in the Gemara, sometimes even drasha that are against that in the Gemara, sometimes even creates halachot based on drasha that don't appear in the Gemara. And this is something that we've we've talked about in the past. Okay, so klal amru b'maaser. There's a rule by maaser. So the Braita now brings a source. So k'tiv aser taser kol tzarecha. You should be maaser all of the grain of your seeds. He didn't call to remember you have a miser. I might have thought that it's everything. Tamil Omar, it called to what's a recha. Yachal have a miser relative. You might have thought it's only grain. Tamil Omar, I would say, as a shana shana riba. That excludes more. The riba shards are in a ginashin nechal. And so why don't you include inedible seeds? Ktiv to what's a recha. Says that it's the grain of your seed. Uktiv hayotzei asada shana shana comes in every year. Haketzad told me be daim davar she'ochel v'nishmar. So pull out it uses sort of a product klal. So hayotzei shana together to basically klal or product klal. So and we take the product tuat zarecha, which is tuat is food and zarecha, which is something you would protect, and we learn. From that is the parameters of things that are chayev. Alternatively, it the boy shemana some want to support it from the following. Aser taser klal. You shall give maaser. That's a general statement. Et kol tuvat zarecha prat. That's a specific klalu prat. Ein b'chalal mashiv prat. So you understand the klal in light of the generalization in light of the specification. Ainli ala tvua, so kidney minayan, what about legumes? Tamal lomar kol maser, ars mizara, aretz. The rabot, zera shum, shechlem v'gargar. This includes garlic and cress and rocket. These are edible. Now, Professor Felix points out here that by garlic, it has to be not the seed. As I've mentioned in the past, you can grow it from seeds, but presumably it's not talking about seeds because those are not edible. It might mean the bulb, which is the nor more normal way of growing it. So, oh, yachol shani mar bezera lufo elyon bezera krishin zera bitzalim zera lefet etzon lo shar zera negina shein neechalin. You might have thought that you should include wild loof and leek and onion seed and turnips and radishes. Tamal lomar mizera aretz mizera. It has to be some v'lo kol zera aretz. Right from here, we include things that aren't themselves edible. Priyot eitz, fruit of the tree. L'rabot kol peirot ha'ilan. This includes all fruit. Yachal shani merabach ruveshito v'tzamonochari grow ra. You might have thought that you would include all these inedible caribs. Talmud Lomar, I know some people think all carobs are inedible, but that's just, the dried ones that you get in America for Tu B'Shvat. Talmud Lomar, mi priyayetz, v'lo kol peirot ha'ilan. Not all fruit, mi yirakom inayin. How do I know that vegetables are chayav? Again, as we've talked about, is that d'oraita? Does it d'rabbanan? Do you think these are smachta? So isi ben Yehuda, mer ha'maisot li'yirakot mi'divrayen. So he says that it is d'rabbanan. So again, the Rambam shita that everything is d'oraita except for vegetables. As I said, the Rambam seems to be supported by the Yerushalmi because that's the only time that the Gemara explicitly breaks out here and says d'rabbanan. And that is, as we've seen, exactly how the Rambam takes it. And some of the Mefarshim follow him in this. But again, not everybody agrees, as we've seen, that Tosfot and the Raya think that it's only Dagon Tarshi Yitzar, which again, why would you exclude only vegetables? So, right, so this is a right infamous problem. Okay, fine. Vinishmar, and it needs to be protected, i.e., not Hefker. So the Gemara says, "Rochis Damer Hivker Kama VeChazar VeZachaba." If someone was mafkir his produce, his grain, and then he came back, VeAvar Revish Main Truma, and he separated Truma, Rezu Truma, it is Truma. So even though it was Hefker, it doesn't remain Hefker forever. Now, VeAvar Revish makes it sounds like he's not really Chayev, but the assumption of many of the Mefarshim is that, well, no, he really is Chayev. But if he detach, but if he if they were detached, he was mafgavar eno truma. Because once they're detached from the ground, that's when they're potentially chayev, but not yet chayev. And if you're mafkir them, that removes the chiyuv truma. Ad shelo kama, but if it's standing, ad shelo kira avar v'hivrish mena truma. If he made it hefker and then said truma, ino truma, it doesn't work. Right now, why? Because again, they were truma. Now the right, the marafold, that's the marafold. The raiv is Rosh Tzurillo, say that produce that was hefker only was attached to the ground is pater from truma. So even produce that was attached to the ground, only hefker was attached to the ground is pater from truma. But it was hefker after it was attached to the ground that not only is there no obligation, but it would not work. Meaning, there's a possibility of separating truma that you're not chayiv in, and that's what he distinguishes, right? So he says as follows, and that's where he gets the word avar, right? That you don't have to do it, right? That's the right. So he says hivkir kama etc. Kishim mechaber avar ve'yishim mena truma b'kriv v'lo shi'ya chayiv. You don't have to hivrish avya truma, right? So it's not chiyuv and not chiyuv, which again is a problem with the word avar. He says that if it was hefker after it was detached from the ground, then not only is it not chayiv, but if you did were mafresh, it doesn't have a chalos shame. But if you did it while mafker was attached to the ground, so you're not chayiv, but it would have a chalos shame if you chose to do it. So he says, "Hifter shibalin." Shibalin, if it was detached, but if before they were hefker, you separated truma, truma. Now, even though you're not supposed to give truma from shibalin, you're supposed to wait till it's processed. It would work. Same thing is by hektish. If you were makdish grain while it's attached, then you redeemed it, or you were poded, and then you separated truma from it. So it works because you were makdish while it's attached to the ground. But if you detached it, if you detached it, more makdish it, repoded, and then separated truma, it wouldn't work. Because they had a moment of chiyuv, and then they became patur because you were makdish them before you actually triggered the full chiyuv. Milon derabanan pligin, but the rabbanon disagree. But before I get to that, there is another explanation. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a different explanation. He says that the patur from Maestro, from the because something is hefker, is not greater of that from separating truma and Maestro itself. And the Gemara says the fact that hefker makes something patur is from right Alevi, right Uva Alevi, the Levi will come who has Ein Lo Chelek V'Nachala. Only something which you own and he doesn't is chayiv in truma and maaser, but not something that he owns as well. So hefker is not better than separating truma and maaser itself. So just as truma and maaser are separated from produce, sorry, if they're separated while they're attached to the ground, produce remains chayiv in maaser, then so too hefker would as well, right? And this is how Rav Moshe puts it. It says, etc. And he says the reason is dummy. One second. Yeah. Right, because he says, right, this is in the middle. The Hefker, Yafina Levi. He goes on, it's a very long tshuva on different things in Zroim. Now, at first glance, this does seem to contradict the Bavli. The Bavli, in several places, in Bava Kama, Chavchet, in the Dharam Memdalid, says that if someone makes his vineyard hefker and then the next morning harvests it, he is still potter from Trumot and Meisr because they were once hefker. So you could, as Marfolda notes, this is just a machloket. Reiz Vahadan, we write a mighty love it. Right, so that's the simple pshat, it's just a machlok. Okay? However, based on the Rosh Terilio, that we saw before, based on the Ravid, it's not. I mean, the Bavli says that if something is hefker at any time, even while attached to the ground, it becomes exempt from the chiyuv to be mafresh. But we're talking about avar vehifresh. Would it work? And therefore, it could be that the Bavli is saying you're always patur, but Yerushalmi is saying you could be mafresh if you wanted to. The other possibility, of course, is like the rest, to change the girsa and say that it's not truma. And therefore, according to this, separating truma from attached grain is simply not effective. Separating truma from grain after it's detached is effective, right? So basically, it's like this: hefker can prevent something which does a chiyuv that doesn't yet exist from taking effect. But it can't remove a chiyuv. So since if it's attached to the ground, it's totally categorically pater. So hefker can't do anything. Hefker can prevent the truma and maaser from coming. But once it's detached, so since in theory it's potentially chayev, so it can't remove that as well. So again, this won't go against the Bavli, because then it will say anything that was attached to the ground and you're mafkir it, you would be pater. Anyway, so we'd said the milan derabanan and plikin, which is that Amar Rabbi Yochanan Meshem Yanai uvalevi, and this is the drasha we've just making a big deal about. Kein lo chelik v'nachal imach mimashi yesh lecha ve'ein lo adchayev litin lo. From what you have, and he does not, you are chayev. Yotza leket shilcha v'yado shavet bo. Again, is that only because it's hefker? Is it a chalos shame of matnot aniyim? He leket yishichcha yipeh hefker. Now here it seems to equate them, but as we've seen, it's not clear whether they're actually the same or whether they're two, parallel pturim. Now we've seen that earlier the Gemara said a different source, zar echa, which is what the Rambam quotes, and not uva levi. So there are different ways of explaining this. So it could be that hefker is pater for both reasons. Uva levi, right, but if someone made his grain hefker and then reacquired, you'd say it is zarecha. Right, so he'd be chayiv. Uva levi would say, but at some point he had access to it, and therefore he would, it would still be pater. Okay, that's the very bottom. So we'll start on the very top of Bet Aman Aleph tomorrow.